Item number five, discussion on reducing the outside city water hookup fee from $3,000 to $250. This was discussed at Public Works Committee, and there's a recommendation to concur. Dean, did you want to give us a little history here, maybe?
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Yes, this was recommended by the Public Works Committee after discussion last week. As the mayor indicated, our current hookup fee is outside the city limits for water is $3,000. There are some geographical areas, however, that have up to $4,000 for a hookup fee. And Rural Water has been serving some customers very near to the city limits and could possibly serve others in the near future. And their hookup fee, I don't have that number, but it's considerably less than our $3,000. I don't know if anybody here knows what that number is, but this would put us in a much more competitive position to you know, serve those people and to expand our city limits in the future. Then the committee went on to make a recommendation that that those customers outside the city limits who have signed up for city water since the year 2000 be reimbursed the difference between current hookup fee and what they paid at the time. And that amounts to 18 people, 18 customers. We haven't figured up exactly how much that would be because our out-of-town hookup rate has increased quite a bit since 2000. I think in the year 2000, it was $2,000, and it is now $3,000. So that would have to be taken into account in coming up with a total number. We'd have to go back and research that, what they actually paid at the time and what the hookup fee was at the time. Now, it's fairly easy for us to find what the people paid. It's a little bit more difficult to go back and look through the records and the city council minutes to determine what the hookup fee was any particular year. Thus, we're recommending that the council, if you want to go with a reimbursement idea, would be to give everyone $250 credit. And to reimburse them what the hookup fee was at the time minus $250.
All right. And Vicki, did I overhear you say maybe you do have that data? Or I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you have it? Have you already made those calculations? Very good. All right. Thanks. Alderman Dorsett.
A couple of questions on this. Have we had, as a part of our recent budget adoption, were any of our budget numbers going forward based on a projection of how many taps we might have? And then do we have a source for this reimbursement money that will not cause a bind in any of our existing budgets?
That would have to come out of our cash balance and water fund. Our water fund has been short in the past. You know, we've struggled over the past several years to maintain a positive cash balance in the water fund. We're past that now, where we're you know, pretty solid there. But it would just simply reduce our cash balance some. And I did not look today to see what our projected cash balance is in general fund, I mean in water fund at the end of this fiscal year. But I would, do you know that, Vicki? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
For the record, she indicated it was $435,000. And I'm sorry, Dave, did you get a, I saw Mr. Boehner shaking his head no, but did you acknowledge that the first part of your question was answered?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Alderman Gilbert.
I have a question for Kent Cox. Is our water better than what really rural water's water is, or is it the same? Or I've always felt that we had a super water product when you compare it to the towns around us.
Well, you might be careful making that comparison because we do supply about three of the towns around us, so they're using our water. However, yes, our water quality is superior as far as hardness is concerned to the quality of West Prairie waters.
When you have a water line that runs from Dallas City all the way to Colchester, it gives you a lot of room to have problems. Broken water lines, whatever you want to. But Bardolph, I know we supply Bardolph, Colchester, and Tennessee. If you go to industry, their water's terrible. Table Grove's water's terrible. But there's, you know, in the outlying areas, their water quality isn't nearly what ours is.
No, you're correct.
Thank you, Lou. Alderman Labdell.
Yeah, in our discussions in Public Works, I think it's important that people realize the reason for this tap fee originally was that the equipment was supplied. Is that correct, Jason? It is important that we know when we change that policy, though. That was one thing I didn't think to ask for the other day. If that equipment was supplied on some of those early taps, that should be deducted as well.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Alderman Hanson.
Just a quick question and clarification. So we're looking at giving back $2,750 in credit to 18 people for about $50,000.
It does vary. In some of those instances, it was the initial fee was less than that, and in some of the more recent ones, it may be as much as $4,000 was the fee charged.
I think I'd want to see a list of
there are 18,
not only how much, but to who.
There are 18,
it going to?
There are 18 people, 18 services connections, and we can get that data.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll try to pin that down as closely as possible. One thing that I should add, Mayor, is that I believe that the committee's recommendation is that only those people who are still living at that address would be eligible for reimbursement.
So it would be the individual, not the property.
That's correct.
Yep.
Alderman Hedgeliner.
Are we talking about actually taking money out of and paying somebody, or are we talking about giving somebody credit?
The recommendation was to actually pay them.
Refund them.
And this is unbudgeted.
That's true.
I'll have to think about this one for a while.
Okay. Alderman Hill.
Well, did I understand correctly that in addition to that, there would be a $250 credit to these people? Or was that?
No, I don't believe that was correct. That would be the basis from which the refund would start at that fee.
Okay. It would be what they paid minus $250.
Anyone else?
I don't have a problem with offering new customers this new rate. to be competitive. But to go back and come up with somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 for goodwill out of our coffers for people who live outside the city, like I say, I haven't thought this one completely out yet. I do remember an incident not too long ago where about four or five residents in the city of Macomb did not get service and did not get reimbursed for garbage containers worth there. I'm trying to figure out how I reconcile both of those.
Yeah. Alderman Dorsett.
Yeah, and to kind of separate these things, I think the general concept of lowering the hookup fee from $3,000 to $250 is solid because, of course, the basis for future reimbursement would be the annexation came from that. So I think that's a solid idea.
Very good, thank you. And to dovetail that in, I believe that some of the folks that would be getting a refund would be those that have annexation agreements, so that there would be a hope that some of that money would then flow back into the city and maybe over time. Alderman Hill.
Might this not open a can of worms for those people who paid those additional assessments prior to 2000?
That's very possible, but I think the committee who had looked at the what was available for data, we're good with the numbers back to 2000. Those can be very readily obtained, and that seemed a reasonable time in which to draw the line.
Thank you.
Mr. Von Cannon. Jim, it's been a while since we've seen you. If you haven't moved, we still need to know where you live. Okay. Thank you.
1406 Maple Avenue. Macomb, Illinois, 61455. I want to bring up several quick things. First thing is, did your committee have the 2008 water survey conducted and paid for by the city of Macomb in hand and looked at and being in consideration for what you were going to do? The section 4, well, it's the one that you guys saw me throwing all the noise around about earlier. But it states section 4 would do an expansion involving a tower and new RO units and wells. Now, this $3,000 that you see here is not quite what you're thinking it is. That $3,000 is to keep them out, not in. Because if I'm thinking of some of the people you're going to take in, and please jump to your defense on this one, is that these people are going to be off on feeder lines that are way out in the middle of nowhere. And what will occur is that you're going to go down in protective chlorine and amines in that water, because it keeps going on out, and it can get contaminated and get into a situation where you need to. Even though you take care of it well back here, as it goes out, I think if you'll note, Colchester and the university both rechlorinize. Colchester does not. No one does. Do they have to take? Okay, but anyhow, as I'm saying, I was down on that one. The $3,000 is to keep yourself so you can expand, because a water plant needs to be expanded semicircular or circular in a good hydraulic fashion, so that your towers will take care of everything else. And section 8 or whatever that was, I wish I had it with me, states that that's when they're going to build a water tower up on the flats up here. And that will give more hydrostatic pressure. Now, if you go out here, and I imagine a lot of these people are far enough out, you can get into problems of moving that water anyplace. And once water gets in line, that's thing. But the $3,000 is to keep yourself down to a point where you can bring people in as a subdivision and handle it rather than think. And that's my comment there.
Thank you, Jim. Alderman Lobdell.
Just so we don't confuse anyone, these situations are envisioned to accommodate those persons who are already close to a water line. We did have discussions about how we would handle somebody on the fringe, and it has to meet our standards for water circulation, for reasonable tapping distances, for all considerations that we have for the distribution of water. We're not going to run a 3,000-foot line to serve one house. It's not economical for us. It's just not going to happen. So let's be careful about what we characterize out there.
Very good. Thank you, Tim. And there was, like you said, that planning was a part of the discussion in the committee. And I think the understanding was that many of these folks are literally at our back step now. Lou?
We're basically spoiled from a standpoint of you go to the tap and you turn the tap and you get water. I was on an aircraft carrier down in the Cuban Missile Crisis. Every time we fired a plane off, it cost us 300 gallons of water. They had Marines on the water spigots with a 45. You drank, and you shut it off, and you did it quick. And people just don't realize what an inconvenience or how tough it is not to have good water.
Thank you. And I don't think anybody will dispute that we have a good quality water product we're putting out here. Thank you for bringing that up, Lee. All right. Some guidance here I think would be... Yes. I'm sorry, Alderman Dorsett.
To facilitate this going forward, I think I would recommend that I would make a motion to recommend adopting the committee recommendation concerning the rate going forward. And then we can sort out any refunds or credits or anything after that.
Okay. That would be a motion. So we moved and seconded to concur with the recommendation to lower the fee from $3,000 to $250 with consideration of the balance as time goes on. Any further discussion? Alderman Moon.
Maybe just for a little clarification, I believe there's a couple different rates depending on the size of the meter.
That's true. That's correct.
So a higher rate because there is a higher, bigger meter involved.
For a larger two-inch line. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, it would be $500 for 2-inch tap or bigger.
That consistent with what you're desiring there?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor on presenting that forward, then say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Okay, we'll put that on the agenda. Thank you.